Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
The Indonesian National Arms Agency is sending 800 tons of humanitarian aid for the people of Palestine who are experiencing acute humanitarian crisis due to Israeli attacks and aid blockades. Informed that the first 80 tons of aid will be delivered to the people of Palestine on August 17, 2025, coinciding with Indonesia's 18th independence anniversary, and the rest will be delivered in stages afterwards. The central government has advised public officials against acting arrogantly, particularly when crafting and communicating policies, to avoid public anger. State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi said here on Wednesday. Hadi made the statement in reference to Pati District Head Sudewo, who was accused of arrogance, particularly in his handling of people's protests against 250% hike in local land and building taxes. Although Sudewo has withdrawn the policy amid strong public protests, many people in Pati are still demanding that the district head will be delivered. And that was the news.
rasa gelap berjatuh. Di ujung malam menuju pagi yang dingin, hanya ada sedikit bintang malam ini. Mungkin karena kau sedang cantik-cantiknya. Lalu mataku merasa malu, semakin dalam ia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut, tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya.
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, today's special interview presents you about Basarnas, Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, which is committed to providing reliable and effective rescue services to save lives on land and at sea. This mission aligns with the vision and mission of the Indonesian President and Vice President, and under the new leadership of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Presiden Gibran Raka Buming Raka. The agency is expected to contribute to Asta Cita Vision, namely 8 key goals for national development through swift, well-coordinated, and impactful rescue operations. And beyond emergency response, Basarnas focuses on prevention, public awareness, and partnership. A recent memorandum of understanding with Radio Republik Indonesia, Indonesia's public broadcasting institution, aims to strengthen communication and prepare. And today we speak with Director of Potential Development at Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Bapak Agus Haryono, to learn more about the agency's support for Asta Cita, their 2025 targets, recent rescue successes, and the role of RRI in achieving their mission. So thank you so much for joining us, Bapak Agus Haryono.
You welcome, Mbak Rahma. Good morning, Mbak Rahma. Good morning, everybody, listeners of Radio Republik Indonesia. Very nice to see you on air.
Very nice to see you too, Bapak Agus. It's a pleasure to have you here. So just like we told our listeners about the new Prabowo-Gibran administration, about its Asta Cita vision, how will Basarnas or the Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency contribute to supporting Asta Cita, and in what ways can the agency align with the program?
Thank you, Mbak Rahma. Basarnas, as the government agency with main task is providing ship and rescue services to the publics in the Indonesian responsibility area, of course, always supports the Asta Cita and has important and significant contribution in supporting that government program in some aspects. The first aspect is strengthening national defense and security. We know that search and rescue services and also disaster management is an integral part of the national defense and security system, because it can prevent and reduce loss of life due to an emergency situation or disaster. And quoting what was said by head of Basarnas, Air Marshal Muhammad Shafi'i, that saving a life is not just a duty to do, but it is a form of a state investment in the future of the nation. This is a very, very valuable quotation, because we know that one living person is more valuable than thousands of the dead people, because a living person will directly be able to contribute to strengthen national defense and security to be a strong and developed nation. That why Basarnas duty, Basarnas job is saving life. Therefore, Basarnas has a valuable contribution to the development of this republic. And the second aspect, the contribution of Basarnas to the Asta Cita is improving the development of human resource quality with a reliable and good search and rescue services and disaster management system. Indonesia will be able to reduce negative impact of disaster, particularly loss of life, thereby improving the Indonesian life qualities and well-being. If we have an effective and efficient disaster management system, the people are well-educated and aware of search and rescue and safety. Of course, it will literally increase their capability to maintain harmony with the nature, and understand how to respond a life-threatening condition. And if they train for self-evacuation capability, of course, when an emergency situation happens, the people can be able to rescue themselves not entirely independent on the search and rescue team assistant. This is very very important to improve the human resource capability, especially to save their own life from all the life-threatening situation. And then that's Basarnas can contribute to the Astasita already declared by our president, Mr. President. So that is what Basarnas can provide to the government and to the Indonesian people, Mbak Rahma.
Okay. Pak Agus, specifically for 2025, what are Basarnas targets that you can reveal?
Yeah. We aware that Indonesia is a big country with more than 280 million people population, and Indonesia is prone to disasters. Almost all type of disaster exists in Indonesia, like earthquake, tsunami, volcanic eruption, and flood, and then so typhoon, landslide, and also transportation accident. So if we observe nowadays, the trend of disasters like earthquake, flood, and also volcano eruption occurs quite frequently. We can observe almost every day we have earthquake in Indonesia. Sometimes we cannot prevent disaster, but we can reduce and mitigate the negative impact of this disaster. We can reduce and mitigate the impact by maintaining and strengthening preparedness to prevent and anticipate such negative impact. And that's why Basarnas always improve its capabilities and performance to be professional and modern in serving search and rescue services, as well as always make a good partnership and collaboration with all the stakeholders, including RRI, Radio Republik Indonesia, to work together in serving search and rescue to the public. And if search and rescue needed when a disaster or accident happen, Basarnas, of course, can save life as many as possible. That is our target. So whenever accident happen, whenever disaster happen, Basarnas target is how to be able to save life as many as possible. And to save this goal, Mbak Rahma, of course Basarnas cannot alone. So collaboration, partnership, cooperation and synergy with all stakeholders, success come from the other government institution, armed force, national police, local government, search and rescue volunteers, and also from the media. They are the stakeholder that we call search and rescue potential. So the cooperation and partnership is very essential, and this is very important to support Basarnas job in saving life. Because really, search and rescue is not a simple, it's not an easy job, but this is a hard and complicated with high risk job. That's why we must be together to carry out search and rescue services in Indonesia. And under national law on number 29, 2014, on search and rescue, Basarnas might request the resources or assistance from the stakeholders or SAR potential to support search and rescue operation. The support provided by the SAR potential or by the stakeholders can be the support of personnel or human resources, and then search and rescue facilities, technology, animal, and other assistances can be provided to assist Basarnas when we are conducting a search and rescue mission, Mbak Rahma.
Okay, and speaking of the collaboration, the cooperation that you mentioned before, recently the Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with Radio Republik Indonesia. So could you tell us what the main focus of this MOU is, Pak Agus?
Yeah. The main focus of the Memorandum of Understanding between Basarnas and RRI is to establish cooperation and partnership in search and rescue operation in the context of mission publication and search and rescue information exchange. And beyond the search and rescue operation, we also establish partnership and collaboration in strengthening safety education to Indonesian citizens. And this is very important, but because Basarnas implements community-based search and rescue strategy. So the search and rescue piece, the community to support Basarnas. So Basarnas, we empower and also train the search and rescue potential and also the community to be able to carry out self-rescue or self-evacuation when emergency happens. So as I did mention before, that when the situation, bad situation happen, like accident or disaster, so everybody can be do self-rescue or self-evacuation and also assist or help another, saving another life while waiting for the SAR team coming to the location. Because, you know, we cannot predict when the disaster or accident happen. So the preparedness of the local people is very important to make sure that everybody safe when the bad situation happen. And you know that we are, the resources of Basarnas is very limited. The personnel is not many, and also the SAR facilities. Basarnas, of course, cannot, arrive, cannot exist everywhere in the most rapid time because of the distance, for example. When the accident happened, when the bad situation happened, of course, Basarnas sometimes is far away, not nearby. And we have golden time, you know. The golden time is very critical time to save life. So when rescue team cannot arrive quickly in the on scene, in the location, so it is very effective to train the people to save themselves while waiting for assistant arrive on scene. So this is the effective strategy to reduce loss of life when the bad situation happen. So again, as the eldest radio in Indonesia, RRI reach every corner of Indonesia, including remote areas. So this make it very effective for quick search and rescue dissemination and safety related news to the community. So this is very useful for Basarnas the support from RRI, how to disseminate search and rescue information, how to disseminate to broadcast safety to the community. So this is also part of early warning system that RRI can contribute to the public. And Basarnas and RRI, representing the government, we work together to ensure the safety of Indonesia through operation, mission shift, through operation and mission, search and rescue, and also safety education to strengthen the capacity of the people to respond the emergency situation. Yeah, that is the main focus in MOU between Basarnas and RRI, Mbak Rahma.
Yes, hopefully Radio Republik Indonesia as a public broadcasting institutions may contribute to support Basarnas vision and mission, especially in realizing reliable and effective search and rescue operations through its programs and events. And previously, you also mentioned about risky job here in the National Search and Rescue Agency. So could you share with us the story of Basarnas' recent success in rescuing a foreign national in Mount Rinjani? Because we know how the agency managed to successfully carry out the mission, and what lessons can be learned from this case, and what message can we share with the listeners?
Yeah, recent operation, recent mission for foreign mountain climbers on Mount Rinjani, Lombok, was quite dramatic, Mbak Rama, because it became, you know, an international issue. And we had a golden time to rescue the survivors. But the success of operation actually depend on the quick response, weather condition, and also terrain condition. Respond time itself was influenced by the speed of information delivery, the speed of the information we receive from the location, and the distance to the survivor's location. In case of Juliana Marin, Brazilian citizen, we quickly respond after receiving the information, but due to long distance and bad weather, so Basarnas and joint SAR team took almost 10 hours to arrive at the survivor position, at the Juliana position, where she had fallen into around 600 meters down to the cliff. This is a very difficult situation when the rescue team arrived on scene at night, and bad weather and then difficult terrains prevented rapid evacuation by using helicopter. Even though we already prefer, we already use, the helicopters already arrive on scene on Mount Rinjani to support us for air medical evacuation. But because the bad weather and also the dangerous location of the Juliana, so it is impossible to use a helicopter to evacuate Juliana. But in other cases, when we rescue other mountain climbers from Switzerland and also from Holland, the weather condition were much better, and the survivor position also much easier to evacuate, that allowing Basarnas and joint search and rescue team to apply air medical evacuation by using helicopter. And thanks God, the survivors were successfully rescued. And the lesson learned from the Rinjani case, is that no matter how advanced, how sophisticated our technology and equipment we have, we already use all the modern equipment, drone, helicopter, and also all rescue equipment. But it cannot always be able to overcome weather and natural obstacles. So we cannot actually defeat the nature, but we cannot defeat the weather. So what we can do, therefore, is it is important to make preventive measures to anticipate emergency situation, emergency condition in extreme locations such as in Mount Rinjani. Safe climbing management and also climbers' awareness of the rule in the national park are essential to prevent fatalities. And now Basarnas also developing a recommendation for safe climbing on Mount Rinjani, which will be submitted to the Minister of Forestry and also the National Park in Rinjani. And last but not least, the lesson learned from this case is that good teamwork is the key success of second rescue. So again, good teamwork. Because Basarnas and together with joint search and rescue team coming from the volunteers, coming from the armed force, police, and other institutions, we work together side by side under one command from SAR Mission Coordinator by Chief of Mataram SAR Offices. We work together and we evacuate the survivors together. So actually there is no individual works in the field in Mount Rinjani. We always work as a team. That is the lesson learned we receive from this dramatic mission, Mbak Rahma.
Okay, Pak Agus, we never want a disaster happens, but if disaster happens, hopefully Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, will always be able to ensure safety for everyone. Thank you so much, Pak Agus Haryono, Director of Potential Development at the National Search and Rescue Agency of Indonesia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome, Mbak Rahma. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pak Agus. And listeners, that's our special interview for today. And stay tuned for more insightful and inspiring talks only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku.
Menyambut hariku, berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nyawamu. Semesta riang, tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Dalam sedih senang riang, ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Bina metropolis, kau mesin waktu menemus masa lalu. Dan aku pinggang terkenang, berlihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh janda. Ada kuda dalam hati, terbesit dalam air dan api. Nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dalam sedih senang riang, ayunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Ingat metropolis, mesin waktu menembus masa lalu. Dan aku pun kan terkenang, melihat gaya pesona dalam nyanyian bahagia yang kau cipta. Semesta memberi damai, terima kasih padamu, oh penjaga.
Thank you.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice listener, right now, as we approach the 80th independence of Indonesia, we are going back to learn about how it is going on in other parts of Indonesia and other cities of Indonesia. And for listener, the atmosphere ahead of the 80th anniversary of independence of the Republic of Indonesia. Dozens of students from various schools from Ternate stand in perfect formation, following the commands of their trainers during Paskibra drills and final rehearsals held since early morning. And right now, we are going to learn about it more from my friend over in RRI Ternate with Mas Dimas Aji. How are you, Mas?
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm fine. Today, I'm in front of Nalalamo, Salero, Ternate, and then the wind is very strong, right? And then the weather is not bad. Maybe the spirit is very strong today.
Okay, so Mas Aji, can you tell us what is going on over there?
So, in this morning, so many students, various schools stand in perfect formation, following the command of their trainers during Paskibra drills and final rehearsal account since early morning. But today is in this afternoon is a rainy day, so they stop for the maybe Paskibra today. And then the exercise are not merely about marching, but also about building teamwork, discipline, and a strong sense of responsibility for the honor of carrying the trainers, ensure that every step, arm swing, and head movement is executed in unison and with dignity. And for the, we look in here, so many steps performance, and the tent was installed today. And some people in here, maybe that looks like a help and then help each other to clean the place for preparing the 18 Independence Day for August 17th.
Okay, so Masaji, the spirit is high over there in Ternate, and especially in waiting for the 80th anniversary. So, is it okay if is the training already started, or is it in the preparation? Because from what I can see there, it is currently after rain.
After this morning or after this afternoon, maybe in this evening they want to continue the preparing and make the rehearsal, final rehearsal for the Paski Braka, and then they will take a marching band to flying and take the training for the preparing in the 7 August, in this August.
Okay, thank you so much, Mas Aji, for your time and your report on the location in Ternate. And of course, for a listener, we are approaching each day approaching to the Day of Independence, and of course, we must keep our spirits high, and don't go anywhere, for a listener. And after this, there will be lots and lots of more information about Indonesia nearing the Independence Day. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa. Itu aku. Percayalah, itu aku. Oh.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.